We are expecting the second group to begin arriving tomorrow in Juba. About 77 people will travel from Pagak over the border to Gambela in Ethiopia, where there is an airport which is large enough to accommodate aircraft sufficient to travel to Juba, and they will board an aircraft there and come to Juba tomorrow.
You said about 17? Or
about 77.
77, okay.
Yes.
Now, so far since the first meeting of JMIC, following the arrival of the first batch, what are the progress on the formation of the joint monitoring arrangement for security and the National Constitution Amendment Committee? Are there progress made on this?
Yes, so in the meeting that you're referring to, the meeting of the JMEC, which happened in December 22nd, after the arrival of the IO delegation, it was agreed amongst everyone who was present that all of the institutions, whether it's the Constitutional Amendment Committee that you mentioned, or the JMCC, or indeed some of the other security institutions, would begin to meet. So the NCAC had its first meetings immediately following that JMEC meeting. They took a short break and then they resumed meeting on Monday of this week. So they've been meeting all week. JMCC and CCSAM have also held meetings immediately following the JMEC meeting, and they will continue to meet in January.
All right. Now, with the current dynamics, before the Christmas, we've seen the appointment of the governors for the 28 states. How is this going to change the implementation of the peace agreement?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that the text of the agreement is what was signed and negotiated amongst the parties. And so from the perspective of JMEC, we are there to oversee and monitor compliance and implementation of the agreement. So that's the basis of all of what we do. We take the commitment that has been made by the government to the agreement seriously. That commitment has been repeated on numerous occasions, and we believe it's still a meaningful commitment, and indeed a meaningful commitment when made by the other parties as well. So we are expecting that those commitments remain real, and the commitment to the agreement remains real as well.
Of course. Now, the ASPLMIO that I hosted on this show now asking the government to reverse this decision of unilateral announcement of the 28 states governors, because it is going to alter the peace agreement power sharing clause. Is that what JMEC will also look at? Is that what you will call for? Because you, as you mentioned, that your primary work is to monitor and the peace agreement implementation and compliance to the peace agreement.
Well, David, let me make a general point. And the general point is that we are concerned about anything that might undermine the agreement, whether that is a violation of the ceasefire or any other decision or any other action. Whomever commits it, whether it is one party or the other party. So in that sense, we are concerned with the whole spectrum of what is possible. It's too early for me to say specifically what JMEC might do about this particular issue, because there has not been, as you know, the decision was made only after the meeting of JMEC. The announcement of the new states only happened 2 days after the meeting, so there has not been a meeting of JMEC since that time, and therefore there has not been any specific outcome from that body. What I would say again is that the chairperson of JMEC, President Mohai, believes that it is very important that we comply with the agreement and that there is no deviation from it, because that might result in further difficulties and further problems for South Sudan. So that's the position of the chairperson. I can convey if there is any further specific development with regard to this issue, then of course we'll be letting you know in due course.
All right. Now, maybe you could, if you could, just share with us upon the arrival of the second batch of the SPLMIO, what will be the next?
What will be the next? Sorry.
What will be the next step? Is it the continuation of negotiation of the arrangement for the government of the national unity?
Well, we don't see this as a negotiation. And, you know, the return of the IO delegation is necessary to operationalize and implement the various institutions, some of which we've discussed, some of which have yet to be convened. So their return is necessary to do that, but there's no negotiation as such. It is following what is laid out in the agreement. The next step, of course, is that we move towards the actions that are required to finalize the formation of the transitional government. These are things like the selection of ministerial portfolios. There's a meeting due to be convened on January 6th at which that occurs. And then there will be a number of other steps in which, for example, the new parliamentarians are nominated by the respective parties that have the right to do so and submit those names and those lists. There are a few other things of that nature that need to occur in order for us to move towards the transitional government, but hopefully these things will not take too long to achieve.
Ali Virgi, the spokesperson of the JMA Secretariat, thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thank you.